Our time is your time. Your time is our time.
The Village Store, Joan Davis, proprietor, Jack Haley, manager. Rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen. Now, here's the star and proprietor of the Village Store, Joan Davis.
Oh, hello, Ma. What? The ribbons arrived? Oh, swell. I'll give them out at the canteen tonight. Goodbye. Gee, John, at last they've arrived. 3,000 Joan Davis campaign ribbons for servicemen. Every guy I go out with gets one.
What for?
What for? Well, until they've been out with me, they're practically non-combatants.
Tonight, the Violet Heirs, accompanied by Eddie Paul, bring us a swell post-war idea. Flying down to Rio.
By Rio, Rio by the Sea-o, flying down to Rio where there's rhythm and rhyme. Hey, feller, well, that old propeller, gotta get to Rio and we've got to make time. You'll love it, soaring high above it, looking down on Rio from a heaven of blue. Send the radio to Rio de Janeiro with a big hello, just so they'll know and stand by there. We'll fly there. Hey, Rio, everything will be okay. We're singing and winging our way to you. From a heaven of blue, send the radio to Rio de Janeiro with a big hello, just so they'll know and stand by their will, by their hey, Rio. Everything will be okay. We're singing and winging, singing and winging our way to you.
Yesterday, while Joan Davis and Jack Haley were straightening out the office files, they came across an old deed to some property upstate that Joan's grandfather had left her. Joan has always considered the deed worthless, but Jack has convinced her it's worth driving up to investigate. We find Joan and Jack discussing the possible value of the deed.
Oh, but Jack, I've had this deed for years, but I never thought it was worth anything. What makes you think it has any value?
It must have. The property is located near Fresno in the rich San Joaquin Valley. I hear it's a swell country for growing grapes, peaches, oranges, grapefruit. Why, your property may have all those things on it. Won't that be wonderful?
Yeah, all I have to do is grow a few acres of whipped cream and I'll have the biggest fruit salad ranch in the country.
And it must be romantic country up there. Look at the name of the town this property is located in. L'Amour. L'Amour. L'Amour, that's French for love. Why, the town is probably swarming with beautiful girls in search of romance.
Oh, gee, Jack, I'll be a landowner. I'll build a home. Just think, a ranch. Oh, I can see it now. Every day I'll be on my ranch picking peaches.
And every night I'll be in town picking tomatoes.
Oh, but gee, I wish Blimpy and Dave Street and the rest of them would get here so we could get on our way.
What's the idea of inviting those other people to come along?
Well, I had to. It's a long trip and we had to pool our gas. And besides, I'm anxious to have all of them see my newly acquired country estate and realize that I am an important land baroness.
Oh, look, here comes Penny now.
Oh, Penny. I can't wait to see the expression on her face when I tell her. Look at me once in a while, will you, fellas? I can't wait to see the expression on her face when I tell her I'm an heiress to a large ranch. Wait a minute, a ranch? That must mean I own cattle and cowboys and horses. Oh, this is wonderful. I've always wanted to be a real cowgirl.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Miss Davis.
Well, bust my britches if it ain't Gower Gulch Gertie.
Howdy,
Gert, pull up a cactus plant and sit down.
Oh. Miss Davis, what are you talking about?
Don't pay any attention to Joan Penny. She found a deed to some property at Lemoore, California, and for no reason at all, she thinks it's a cattle ranch.
Lemoore? Oh, I was up there several years ago, and they don't have cattle. They raise cotton up there.
Cotton? Did you all say cotton? Well, shut my mouth. Give me back that cactus plant and pull up a corn pone and sit down.
Where did you get this deed, Miss Davis?
Oh, my grandfather left it to me. He was an early California settler. He had a lot of land.
Was he a squatter?
Yeah, when he got tired, he sat down. You see, it was in California that he met my grandmother. She was a Spanish beauty.
Oh, do you have Spanish blood, Miss Davis?
Yeah, by yumpin' yimini, I said. Oh, I'm only kidding. Anyone can see that I'm the Latin type. Grandma left me her Spanish beauty, didn't she, Jack?
Yeah, but she should have drawn a map to tell you where she left it.
Miss Davis, I don't believe you had a Spanish grandmother.
Well, I did, too. Why, she was a famous dancer. She used to do the tango with those cascaras in her hands.
Miss Davis, you mean castanets. In fact, I don't believe anything you say. You never tell the truth.
I resent that, and you'd better take it back.
Miss Davis, you're a prevaricator.
That's better. I accept your apology.
Well, I certainly don't believe you have any property.
Oh, no. Well, we're going up to see my property as soon as Blimpy gets here with her station wagon. And if you want any proof, just come along.
Very well, I will.
Oh, that's swell, Penny. You and I can sit together alone in the back of the car.
Jack, I hope it won't be like the last time we went riding alone in the back of the car. Remember what happened?
Oh, that was stupid of me, Penny, and I won't do it again. I learned my lesson.
You did?
Yeah, I found out you can't build a model airplane in a moving car. I don't know what made me do it. I guess it's the junior birdman in me.
Oh, there's Blimpy outside in her station wagon now. Let's get going.
Okay, come on, Penny.
Don't forget to lock the door, Jack.
Hello, Miss Davis.
Oh, hiya, Blimpy. Hello, Dave Seed. Hiya, Scarlett.
Hello, Miss Davis. Oh, Miss Davis, I just can't wait to get a look at your property.
I'd just as soon stay around and look at yours.
Well, we better get started. It's getting late, and it's quite a distance to Fres. No?
Come on, everybody pile in.
Climb in. Miss Davis, you can sit in the back seat.
How do you like that? Alone in the back again. I spend so much time in back of cars, I'm known as Tail-Eyed Davis.
Let's go, Blimpy.
Lemoore, California, here we come. Well, here we are at Lemoore. Took no time at all, did it?
That was almost as fast as the GI bus from Fresno. How do you know we're in Lemoore?
Well, that sign says, you are now entering Lemoore.
There's another sign 10 feet ahead. What does that say?
You are now leaving Lemoore. Now, the rest of you better stay in the car while Jack and I get out and find out where my property is located.
I think I'll go with you, Miss Davis. I'd like to stretch my legs.
Well, okay, Blimpy. Come on along.
Come on, girls. Say, that looks like a store down the road. We can inquire down there.
Gee, I can hardly wait to see my country estate. Oh, I know.
Miss Davis, did you notice all the soldiers on the street? Oh, there's a group right up ahead. They're looking at us. Oh, do you think they'll flirt with us?
Well, they better not. If one of them tries to flirt with me, I'll let them have it.
Let him have what?
My telephone number. What else?
What makes you think they'll flirt with you?
Well, they're in the army and we're girls.
The latter half of that statement is open to debate.
Davis, did you see that? That handsome flyer that just passed looked at me. In fact, he's still looking at me. I wonder why.
Well, he probably thinks you're a blockbuster that got loose and rolled into town.
Please, Miss Davis. He is looking me up and down.
Well, naturally, it takes less time than to look at you from side to side.
Miss Davis, I am very popular with servicemen. In fact, next to Hedy Lamarr, I'm their favorite pinup girl.
You compare yourself to Hedy Lamarr?
I may not have her face,
but I'm cuter.
What did you say?
That she had a face like a barracuda. You.
Say, here's a swell-looking place we can inquire at. The South Seas Cafe.
But you know, with all these soldiers in town, probably some of them congregate at this nightclub. I wonder if it's like dancing here on Saturday night.
No, it's like basic training with music.
Let me have your deed, Joan, and I'll go in and find out where your property is.
Okay, but we're going to go in with you. To dance near that crap game. Somebody got excited and shot $2. Say, Blippi, what happened to Jack?
Oh, he went into the office there with the owner of the cafe to look at the map and see just where your property is located.
Oh, my property. I can hardly wait to build a home on it.
Oh, Miss Davis.
Bay Street, I thought you were out in the car with the girls.
Well, they're getting impatient, and I came in to see what was taking you so long. Gee, this is a nightclub, isn't it? I see they have a jukebox here. Say, while we're waiting, I'd like to hear a record.
Yeah, so would I. Put a nickel in, kid. I'd like to hear Someone to Watch Over Me.
I haven't got a nickel. But I just thought of something funny.
Yeah, really? What is it?
If I dropped an old transfer in the jukebox, do you think I'd get the trolley song?
Oh, no. We're having much for breakfast, Mother. I just found a walking sack of cornmeal.
Never mind, I found a nickel. Mind if I sing along with it?
No, I'd love it. Go ahead, Davy.
There's a someone that I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. You know that I'm a great big guy who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although she may not be the girl some boys think of as gorgeous, to my heart she carries the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. But to my heart, she carries the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Someone to watch over me.
Yeah, man, that was swell, Dave. I wish Jack would hurry. I don't know.
Well, Joni, I got a map of the vicinity, and your deed says your property is located in Township 42, Section 98, and according to the map, that's 2 miles straight east.
Well, let's go back to the car and get going. Come on.
Well, according to the map, this is the place.
Oh, my property at last. Look at my land, Jack. I can just see where I'll build my little home.
I can't see anything. All I can see is fog.
Fog on my property? Jack, get rid of it. It's trespassing. Are you sure this is the place?
I'm positive. That's what the map says. Hey, look, Joni. There's a soldier standing over there by the gate.
A soldier? Now, isn't that nice of the government taking care of my property like that? Oh, I knew they'd appreciate my paying taxes on time. Now, look, the rest of you wait in the car, and Jack and I will go over and talk to the soldiers.
Hey, who's that trying to get in there?
Well, I'm Joan Davis, and,
I'm sorry, ma'am. I just came back from the South Pacific, and you're the first I've seen in 10 months.
The first what?
Give me time. I'll think of something.
My good man, be careful how you talk to me. I own this place.
I don't know what you're talking about, lady. This is the Lemoore Army Airfield.
Army Airfield?
Oh, don't be silly. It can't be. I got a deed to this place, and... Wait a minute. Jack, this is wonderful. I own an Army Airfield. There must be thousands of men here, and I got a mortgage on all of them.
Now, wait a minute, Joni.
Just think an Army belongs to me. I'm a general. General Davis.
But, Joan, you...
Quiet, civilian, quiet. Now, Private, let General Davis pass.
But I,
Please, one more word out of you, and I'll put you to work. I'll put you on AWOL.
I'm sorry, lady, but I don't think you can get in.
What do you mean I can't get in? Lieutenant Haley?
Lieutenant?
Yeah, you've just been commissioned. Lieutenant, escort me in, please.
I won't do it unless you make me captain.
All right, I'll do better than that. You are now a major.
Oh, I am? That proves that an eager beaver always gets a promotion in the Army.
Now, Major Haley, assert your authority. Tell this man off.
Oh, no, that guy looks kind of tough. I'm not going to tell him off for anybody.
But this is my property. Do it for me, Jack.
Nothing doing. I'm not telling any soldiers off or any woman. No woman can talk me into it either.
Oh, Jackie, honey, child, I'm freezing and I want to go in. You tell that soldier off for me, won't you? If you do, I'll give you a great big kiss, handsome.
Look out now, look out.
Oh, go on and fight for me. Go into battle for little Scarlet. Here's a kiss for ammunition.
Which way is the enemy? Well, soldier, I'm going in.
You're doing what?
Pardon me. I gotta go back for some more ammunition. I got too far ahead of my supply line.
Jack, if you need kisses for ammunition, try my lips. I can help you. I got an ammunition dump that's never been touched.
No thanks. No thanks. When I start firing, I don't want any duds. Look, maybe Scarlet can get us in. She's got what it takes.
Oh, yeah? Well, what has she got that if I had a little of, I'd only have to mess it up to make it match with the rest of what I got?
I think she really can get us in. She sure looks cute in that dress.
Oh, Jack, this dress is just something I threw together.
Well, when you threw it, you certainly put a terrific curve into it.
Now, let's stop wasting time. I'll ask this soldier once more. Look, buddy, do I get in there or don't I?
You don't. No women are allowed in there.
Is that an official Army regulation?
No, we GIs insisted on it.
What's taking you so long?
Well, this is an Army airfield, and this soldier says that I can't go in.
Oh, well, Miss Davis, you're probably not using the right approach. Just watch me. I'll get in.
She'll get in.
Oh, soldier, can itty-bitty me get by you?
Sure, you can get by me.
Well, if she can get in, I guess I can, too. Watch me.
She'll get in. What's the odds, fellas?
Oh, honey, child, I'd just love to get into this field. Y'all are gonna let me in, aren't y'all?
Yeah, you can get by me, too.
Well, how do you like that? If they can get in, so can I. I'll do the same thing they did. I'd like to get into this airfield. How's about it, big boy?
Sorry, no women allowed.
Well, those two things that just hopped in weren't kangaroos.
How come you're going to let those girls in if you're a sentry?
They're not in, and I'm not a sentry. He's over there at the gate. and they won't get past him.
Hey, what's going on here? I'm the sergeant on duty.
You've got 25 stripes on you.
Who's making all the noise?
I am. I can play. I own this place, and I got a deed right here to prove it.
That's right, Sergeant. According to the map and our deed, this is a place, and she owns it, and we're going in.
Now, wait. Let me see that deed. Well, seems to be in order, but this is government property, and I'm not allowed to let anybody in here without proper authorization.
Well, who's the boss around this place? I demand to see the manager.
Please, now, don't get excited, lady. I'll step into the sentry house here and phone the officer of the day and try to clear this up. Excuse me a moment, will you? Hello? This is Sergeant Nelson, sir. There's a man and woman out here at the gate. The woman has a deed and claims she owns the field. She insists on seeing the colonel. Yes, sir, she does appear a little irrational. What, sir? I should humor her until you investigate. Yes, sir. You send out two passes. Very good, sir.
Hey.
The officer of the day is sending out passes, miss.
Well, you see, Jack, they're letting us in. That's practically an admission that I own this place and I'm in charge here.
That's right.
And in that case, I have something to say to that soldier who stopped us. Hey, soldier.
Yes?
You're fired. Yep, you can go to the cashier and pick up your check. Sergeant, how long will it take before that pass gets here?
It'll only take a minute.
Bang went the bridge, lamp down went the table, crash went the china tray. But he really couldn't help it, his rocking horse ran away. Rip, rip went the curtain, wham went the window, crunch went the new buffet. And I had to tell his daddy, his rocking horse ran away. Somehow, Indians got into our front room. Our cowboy grabbed for his gun and went boom, 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 boom. Slam went the screen door, smash went the mirror, looks like I'll soon be gray. But he smiles and what's the difference, and maybe come Father's Day, he'll remember when his rocking horse ran away. Bang, 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 bang. Rip, 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 bang, wham, boom. Somehow Indians got to our front room. Our cowboy grabbed for his gun and went,
hi-ya, Silver!
Slam, bang, boom, wham, smash! But he smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Father's Day, he'll remember when. He'll remember when his rockin' heart ran away.
Well, folks, here are your passes. Just follow me and I'll take you to headquarters.
Okay, come on, Jack. Oh, just think, Jack. All these soldiers and they're all mine. As soon as I take over, I'm going to make a few changes here. Oh, Sergeant, what are those things over there?
Oh, those are barracks. The men sleep in them.
They sleep in barracks? Well, have to be changed. From now on, they'll sleep in pajamas.
Well, here we are. You folks will have to wait out here while I go in and talk to the colonel.
Very well, Sergeant. Carry on. Well, Jack, now that General Davis is taking over...
Nobody said you were taking over yet.
Oh, don't be silly. My deed proves that I own this place. And as I was saying, now that General Davis is taking over, I'll need an aide. I hereby appoint you my assistant. How's that strike you?
Swell, but what's my rank?
I don't know, but you can do all the work.
Oh, I'm a private.
What is that?
Bugler just blew assembly. I guess they're lining the men up for an inspection.
Gee, look at all those men pouring out. I should have a faucet like that at home. Hey, Jack, where are those 10 men going?
Oh, they're a bomber crew and...
10 men to a bomber? Why, that's sheer waste. Don't they know there's a manpower shortage?
But they're all needed. You see, there's a pilot, co-pilot, navigator, bombardier.
Now, stop. We can cut down right there. We'll eliminate the bombardier.
But he's very important.
Huh?
He's very important. He's the man who looks through the bomb site so he can lay his eggs.
Well, that's unnecessary. If a chicken can lay an egg without a bomb site, so can a plane.
Oh, no. Look, Joni, the men are all lined up.
Oh, you know, that gives me an idea. First thing tomorrow morning, I want to line them up and address them.
What are you going to say to them, General Davis?
Oh, I'm going to say to them, men, I'm your new commanding officer. I'm sure we're going to get along splendidly. Now, I want you men to be happy. Anytime I pass you, boys don't have to salute. Just whistle. And if any of you men are unhappy, just feel free to leave. And now a word from my first assistant, Lieutenant Haley.
Thank you, General. Men, I want you to feel free to come to me with your problems. Some of you have probably read about the tightening up on the draft laws, but I want to assure you that you men have nothing to worry about. You are in an essential industry. Look, Joni, I think we're being a little silly. The Colonel isn't going to allow any of this.
Well, then I'll talk to the Colonel. By the way, how will I recognize him when I see him?
Well, you'll recognize the Colonel. He has an eagle on his shoulder.
An eagle? Well, tell him to get rid of it. From now on, no pets allowed on the field here.
Tell him yourself. Here he comes now.
Miss Davis?
Yeah?
I'm the Colonel. The sergeant turned your deed over to me, and we checked it with a county recorder. It's been a mistake. You have no claim to this property. You're trespassing.
What?
You mean this place doesn't belong to Jones?
No, your deed calls for Township 42, Section 98. But it's Plot 13.
You mean I don't own this field and all I own is a little plot? Well, that's something. Where is this plot? Can I build a home on it?
You can if you want to. It's adjacent to the field. In fact, it's right next to the firing range.
Next to the firing range? Oh, no. Come on, Jack. Let's get out of here.
But I thought you were going to build a home.
Well, I'd like a home on the range, but not a firing range.
Why not? It'll be different.
Yeah, it'll be different, all right. I can just see myself in the kitchen getting dinner. I'll be busy preparing the meat while the artillery is shelling my peas. Come on, let's go, Jack.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see that when you do the things you do, if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love, blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be. And blame all your charms that melt in my eyes. But don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon way up above makes me need someone like you. Blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.